Discussions about race are now taking place in every corner of American life, in boardrooms, in city halls, out on the streets. But as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, even the smallest among us are engaging in this important conversation.
You got on your gloves. Let me see your gloves.
For these second graders, some online, some in person, this is the start of a very different kind of summertime get-together. First, an explanation for the sunglasses.
Right, so we want to spotlight, put a bright, shining light on racism. So all the kids here have on sunglasses.
That's their teacher, Dr. Melissa Collins. Since George Floyd's death in Minnesota, she's felt a new urgency to get kids talking about racial realities. Of course, they keep the pandemic in mind.
We can't protest with a mask on.
You can't. You can go protest. And what does it mean to protest? You, we talk about that word.
You take a stand and you go outside to protest with other people saying what you think is right.
Over the past two decades, Collins has introduced 7- and 8-year-olds to concepts like injustice and segregation. Her students, all Black, also occasionally Zoom with a class of all white students in rural New Jersey.
Talking about race could be very difficult for younger children, but it's important for us to have the conversation, because if racism is going to end, it's going to have to be with them. They are going to be the future leaders.
Leaders who need to be both informed and empowered.
I said, so let me start giving them some positive words. So we talked about integration, ally, activist, protester.
Which leads to the assignments. Here's one. Make an activism poster. 7-year-old Taylor Bowman describes hers.
My sign says Black Lives Matter, and I have the world and a hand that's like this, like they're praying, and I had different.
In the latest art project, the students create their own superhero dolls out of foam balls and felt capes.
And then you can put your googly eyes on, yep, just like that. Put them on your head, peel them off.
Their superpowers can be anything that helps fight racism.
The name of my superpower is My Peace. It will change everyone to be peaceful.
I chose strength because I can pick up the police when they try to heal or hurt someone. Also, I can transfer.
I would use mind control to remove racism from everyone's mind. Also, I would use mind control.
He can use his telekinesis to change people's minds and hearts and make them want to see and feel how racism hurts.
That was Taylor Bowman, Caden Rowland, Adrian Moore, and Caleb Blue. Taylor's mom, Angel Bowman, says she wants to be honest about some of the real-life battles that her hero would face in America today. At the same time, she wants to protect her daughter's innocence.
You know, you don't want them to think that all police officers are bad, but you also want them to know, you know, what's the reality of what's going on. So I think that's where I'm torn, because you want them to be knowledgeable, but you still want them to have that kid appeal to them.
Superheroes, in some ways, make it easy to talk about problems, because superheroes can so easily fix things. Collins lets the students' imaginations fly. Then she slowly brings them back down to earth.
And now what can you do to really fight racism?
And that's a question that's not just being posed to second graders. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.